This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I do want you to be part of the conversation, as I said. Head up to the website week on Watch Live, Listen Live, take the poll. But you can also give me your email address. Sign up for our weekly newsletter and let you know what's going on, who's going to be on the show, the kind of topics we're going to be discussing, how you can buy stuff, right? I mean, really that simple, buy stuff. I have a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you've been afraid of, and you don't have to be, that you've been lied to. Really, the way they lay it out, it's just nothing but lying. There's no substance to what, when they label us those things, there's no substance to what they're calling us and what they're doing. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Later on after the break, David Fisher, one of my favorites, joins us to talk about your money, how you can protect it, how you can save it, what you can do with it. Can you pay for your kids to go to school? Maybe, oh man, maybe they can pay for themselves to go to school. I don't know. I mean, heck, everybody else is getting government money. Why shouldn't you and I get government money, right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with. Okay, so apparently social justice warriors have decided that military money is kind of wasted on the military. No, I'm not kidding. I'm really kind of serious here. So it seems that a graduate student union is demanding that the STEM workers refuse employment in the military and that 90% of all military spending be reallocated to social justice efforts. 90% of all military spending. They have no clue as to what they're talking about. They don't even know what they would do with the money. The Graduate Employee Organization, GEO, at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, formally endorsed the STEM Strikes the War Machine campaign. It encourages supporters to take the pledge to refuse employment from all militaries and defense companies. Yeah, sure. Let's turn down work. Let's do what we can to make sure that we do everything humanly possible to make sure we can't feed our families. Okay. Over something really shallow and ignorant. You know what I'm saying? STEM Strikes the War Machine calls upon STEM workers to refuse employment from all militaries and defense companies and demand that 90% of the money spent on research, design, procurement of militaries worldwide be directed towards these organizations and social justice organizations that reach out and seek STEM communities. They go on to say that fretting that we are facing an unprecedented ecological crisis because politicians continue to invest in unjustifiable amount of resources into erecting borders, expanding surveillance, engaging covert. You know, this stuff here just makes me nuts. When their son, daughter, or mother or father have been taken captive. When people just walk into this country and cause problems, you know, look, I know people come here for a better life. I get all that. What is staying kind? Kate Steinle's killer come here for? I mean, we go down a whole list of people that have been killed by illegals. We can go through issue by issue when the Border Patrol has actually caught terrorists coming in, whether it's up north or down south coming over the borders. But you want no borders. You want everything open. Europe tried that. What's going on there now? What are they doing now? The problem with the young people is that some of you older folks, some of you parents, have led them to believe that every thought that they have is genius. Every idea that comes between their ears is something that everybody has to listen to. But you don't. And it's wrong. And I don't have to listen to you. I don't want to listen to you. And some of the ideas you young people have are just nuts. And it's okay to have the ideas. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to deal with the ideas, have the ideas, want to test them out. That's how things grow. But you're not going to force me and push me and tell me that just because your son or daughter at 17 thinks the social justice warrior thing is more important than the military, than putting up walls. You know, some of these kids should really study the China Wall, the Great Wall of China, why it was erected, what it was able to do. Because I'm tired of hearing them say walls don't work. Walls divide people. Yeah, that's the whole idea. It's like, you know, in jail, the walls, they divide the people. And that's a good thing. God. The group says that reiterating its call for all STEM folks to refuse employment in defensive-related industries. They say that as neo-fascism spreads through the cracks of liberal politics, we need engineers, scientists, researchers, and educators who fight for the welfare of human and non-human species. Doesn't this sound like somebody who's been way overeducated? I think yes. But this is my feeble little defense-minded idea. Seriously. They go on to say that in addition to civilian scientists who work for defense companies like Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, at least 200,000 active-duty U.S. military personnel perform science, engineering, and technical roles, adding that America allocated $184 billion of its $583 billion military budget for research. So what? To keep us safe. As a matter of fact, as Israel is being bombed or shot at by the Iranians, why don't you go do your own homework and find out what's protecting them right now? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCA Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, listen, be part of the conversation. Okay? Pay attention. Ask questions. Send questions, whatever it is. And that's how you find out what's going on. That's how you really... you learn how to deal with these issues. You know, one of my favorite guys, and I mean my favorite guys to have on the show. Well, you know, it's that time of week again. I always love it when David Fisher joins me to talk about what's going on in the markets, what's going on in China, North Korea, too, all over the place. Anyhow, David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Also Iran, but thank you for having me with you today.
Is there something happening in Iran? I must have missed it. I must have missed it.
President Trump officially signed yesterday. He pulled out of the previous agreement, nuclear deal, and withdrew from Iran. And so as a result of that, we're having a little bit of, not lots of hiccups, but a few of them.
Hey, yeah, you know, we're getting our American citizens back from the NK there, you know. I mean, seriously, I don't know how people are finding negative stuff all over the place with this. But why is withdrawing from the Iranian nuclear deal, why would that even affect the market? What does that got to do with anything?
Well, it didn't affect the Dow. It caused oil to go up, spiking almost 3% and topping out a little over $71 a barrel, which, because you have to understand, put all the pieces of the puzzle together, Iran, their largest export is oil. And so because since President Trump, this caused oil and also another thing called the 10-year Treasury to bump up above 3% for a period of a few hours, and now it's resting right under 3%. But it went to 3.152%, which broke the number I said it would do at 3.05%, and it did that. That's the technical resistance. So now it can go higher. We'll talk about that in a second, but let's go back to Iran. So Iran is their largest export is oil. And as a result of President Trump signing the sanctions, or signing the pulling out of the agreement that previously that, was, it, and I agree, it was a horrible agreement. I mean, most people don't know this, that I think there were 747 Boeing airplanes were stocked full of U.S. dollars, $100 bills,
yep.
Cash. I mean, we're talking, I can't remember the number, how many millions, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
And that's illegal to hand cash over to a foreign government, is it not?
The President Obama didn't go through Congress. He didn't get a vote on it. We didn't get anything in return. So it was a bad deal, in my opinion. So I fully support President Trump. The dilemma of this is it's going to cause oil to go up, which will affect, you know, economies eventually, because they're a very strong exporter of oil. And there's sanctions that Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, said yesterday that will go in place. And he says this, these sanctions do impact all major industries in Iran, and they are very strong sanctions, quote unquote. Quote, they worked the last time. That is why Iran came to the table, end quote. So I agree with what they're doing. I'm 100% support of what they're doing, but there are small ramifications in the short term because of this. Now, the sanctions that would be put in place, not only on Iran, won't go into effect for about 180 days, which will be any country doing business with Iran, we will stop working and exporting our and importing their, we'll either put tariffs upon their products that are shipped into our country from their country, so that we could be in literally a currency tariff war. Because what it's going to do is going to force other countries that do business with Iran to choose sides. And I think they're going to choose America. I mean, that's the logical sense. As a result of this, you know, we saw the Iranian parliament, if you want to call it government, they're not a parliament, burned the U.S. flag in their building and made public statements, death to United States, and it's just ridiculous. It's they're terrorists and they're showing their colors again. But you know, oil rose, the yield and the 10-year Treasury rose, and their bond yields. There was not very much demand for it. It was very weak demand. There was a $31 billion bond auction that happened on Tuesday. And could it be because of this? I don't know. But it happened simultaneously.
Wow. And again, when you see all this come down, people don't realize. It's what you and I talk about on a regular basis, really, is people don't realize how much just things going on that may have absolutely nothing to do with the economy affects the markets on a day-to-day basis. Just no different than the tensions between China and the U.S. right now. You know, again, we've got a decent relationship with China, at least I believe we do. But, you know, with Trump now in office and calling them out on some of the trade deficits and even the intellectual property thievery that they go along with. So what can we expect to see? Are they just will they strike a deal in their meeting or what?
Well, they already had their meeting and no deal was struck. Both the U.S. media and the state-run Chinese media are both saying the same things from that aspect, that there was no deal that was struck except for a positive tone that we should keep talking and just keep negotiating. The Trump's team came back and said publicly there was no deal. China tried to strike a positive tone, but they underscored the U.S. and said that we shouldn't make these unreasonable demands. In fact, their state media propaganda came out and said, check some of these quotes out. They actually said, making China a scapegoat for the ills of the U.S. economy may appease some uninformed voters. They're referring to the Trump supporter base here. But it would hardly reduce the trade deficit. China will further open up its economy to so international communities that can benefit from its large and fast developing market, but China will do so on its own conditions, not to suit the agenda of other countries. So obviously they're given some pushback because, you know, what we're asking for is we're asking them, you know, to stop the tariffs we're asking them to cut the trade deficit by $200 billion and end that by 2020 and not retaliate against the U.S. through tariffs. They also want us, we also want them to halt subsidies and other government support made in China 2025. That's a program that they want to go all across the Asian borders, connecting countries together with a superhighway and creating a infrastructure that will benefit China and support their currency that just recently launched called the Petrowon. So,
you know, we'll hear more about the Petrowon and China's currency, what effect they have on us. After the break, you'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To the Real Side on GCN. I'm always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And you know, you got I don't care how much little money, big money you have in your pocket, you need to know what to do with it. Seriously, people. We're back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy my time with him. We're talking about how the pseudo deal or no deal or talk about a deal. I mean, really, you can't get any more under the radar than this when China and the U.S. recently met. But something has to be done. We have to change the way we do business with China. Right, David?
We do have to change the way we do business with China. I don't know how much it will change the trade deficit. It will affect it, but it's not going to bring it down from $200 billion with China down to zero. It won't do that because we're talking about some fundamental wage and cultural things that we have going on that are totally two different cultures, two different lifestyles, two different ways of living financially. I'm talking about the cost of living here is such larger and higher, and wages are not as high enough to reflect that. Compared to in China, wages are much lower, but their cost of living is insignificantly lower, and it's hard to China. So that, you know, there's the rhetoric coming out of the Chinese daily newspaper as far as, you know, putting our problem on them. You know, in essence, there's some truth in that. Some truth, not all truth. There's an element of truth to that because we are doing some of that. But the fundamental problem is we should not have to do what you call technology transfer, share out all our technology with China if we want to export our businesses and create manufacturing plants in the technology fields And that's unfortunate, and that's what one thing that we're requesting, and that's not a something that we're willing to negotiate on anymore, because they do steal our technology, and that's something that China is saying, quit talking about that in essence. So yeah. It's kind of a butting of the heads, but now in a polite way, and we're not seeing the markets being in turmoil. The Dow's up a couple hundred points today, so it's not a bad thing. We're making some headway, but this is going to go on for months and months, unfortunately.
We don't want anybody to know we're stealing your stuff, so please stop talking about it, because everybody already knows we're stealing your stuff, right?
You can read the verbiage in between the lines. That's what they're saying. It's kind of funny, actually, when you read it in the Chinese daily newspaper.
All right, so let's go over some of the past predictions that you've had and how they've come true. And you know, tell us about the future predictions on the market and money. I mean, seriously, people focus on the day-to-day ups and downs of the market. You just can't do that, can you?
No, you got to start looking at the big picture and stop looking at what's going to happen next hour or the next day. Unfortunately, you know, I look at both, and I'm a contributor regular now to TD Ameritrade. And this is not about me tooting my own horn. We're going to share a lot of my predictions that I shared that came to pass. Because I'm going to make some predictions that might be hard pill to swallow. And I love America. I just think the world is going to head towards some problems here. But, you know, I'm not a doom and gloomer, because last year I said stocks are going to be in a major bull market in January on your program.
Right.
And what happened? Stocks were in a major bull market. I said we're going to have double-digit increase, greater than 10%. It's going to be a major bull market, but we're also going to have a major bull market in gold at the same time, and had double-digit increase on that. And, you know, I was asked many times by many talk show hosts, how can that be at the same time? And I explained the fundamentals, and sure enough, the numbers did do what I said. Stocks went up, the Dow went up greater than 25%, and gold went up almost 13%. So we had a bull market in both. I said this year in January on your program, it's going to be totally different than last year. Don't even come close to expecting double-digit returns. It's going to be single digits in both markets. Currently, the Dow is down 1%, and gold is up about 1%. So here we are, not quite halfway through the year, but a third through the year. If things continue the way they are, and I think they will, we're going to see single-digit increase in both markets. I think the Dow will end positive for the year, but just barely. I also said that you're going to see a lot of volatility, huge swings in the market, and we started that at the end of January. And I said that in early January. I said you're going to see the markets being affected by the Fed, what they say and what they don't say, by President Trump's tweets, and there's going to be, could be some uncertainty due to what's happening in North Korea. All those things came to pass, and now we have another card added to the case, is what's happening with China and their currency and tariffs. I said we're going to have three increases in the Fed interest rate and a possible four, and I'm leaning towards a four. So that's still yet to be determined. Now they're talking actually a fourth and maybe a fifth one, ironically.
But David, this isn't because of anything Trump is doing in particular.
Has nothing to do with Trump.
Yeah, because you and I have talked about this, and that the market has needed to make a major change here for quite some time, right?
You know, when markets become overvalued in reference to a strong, quick move, and they get ahead of themselves, the market's correct. The same thing happened in gold. Gold got ahead of itself in 2011 because we're having a credit crisis in the United States. We got a credit downgrade, and there's a lot of uncertainty. We couldn't manage our debt, and gold moved up much more faster than it normally should have, and then it corrected. The same thing happens in every market. This has nothing to do with President Trump. He shouldn't really take the credit, although some of the credit he should take on the boom that we had last year. But it wasn't all because of him, but he did do some things in businesses and banks to allow more money be flowing in different hands, and a tax bill that reduced the amount of taxes that corporations pay certainly has helped stimulate the things. But I think all that's factored in now. And now we're dealing with a not necessarily an overvalued market. We're dealing with a market that got ahead of itself in reference to price per earnings ratios. Even though earnings came out here recently and they showed good, the confidence factor has been lost. People don't have the same confidence that they had in 2017. They don't have that confidence right now. There's a lot of uncertainty. They're seeing what we're saying. I also said, you know, another prediction, I said, watch. Towards the end of the month, the Fed, when they unravel the balance sheet, you're going to see market gyrations, and exactly what's happening. So, I mean, I don't like all this, but I even said on TD Ameritrade last on the 26th of April, I said, you're going to see gold go down and the dollar go up. I said, the dollar by index, which is at 91 and change, I said, you're going to see it rest in the 92s. And I go, and maybe even the 93 it might hit. I think it's going to probably hit the 93. And the talk show host, Kevin, said, wow, you're the only person out of all the traders we've interviewed that is saying the 93. Yesterday, Joe, it broke through 93. It's above.
I know who you're talking about. Make sure you tell him. See, when I tell you, I should have bet you, buddy.
Well, it's just your gut tells you certain things based upon your reading and the flow of movement of money. And it's, you know, it's the dollar has an index, simply put, and it represents six currencies of the world, and it's at 93.07 right now. It broke 93 yesterday, so people said it's never going to do that. It's not going to go that high, which, you know, would have caused gold to go down a bunch. So I'm even to my own detriment in my own industry. I say how I think the markets will operate. I'd rather operate with truth, even if it's not good for gold going up or silver going up, and it's bad for that, and stocks going up. Evidenced by what I said in 2017 and what I said recently on TD Ameritrade, I'm willing to, you know, even say the negative things about what might happen in my market. Now, that being said, we're going to have a short-term in dollars, which will cause gold to be in a short-term trading range. 1310 is the low side of gold. We're right there. We're at 1313 today. Yes, when I was on TD Ameritrade last time, I said gold's not going to collapse because of the dollar going to 93. Gold is still going to stay above its support level. I said, but this year, towards the end of the year.
Stop. Don't say anything because we have to go to a break. And the way we're going to get them back is when they figure out that they have to come back to find out where gold is going by the end of the year. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher's with me. And listen, if you want to know more about this gold stuff and all that, you want to give a call, 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time, because we ain't got a whole bunch of time. Right? Pay attention. Learn what you need to do with your money. We are back again. While he's on a roll, I want to keep him going. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital, where we get the... You know, the thing I love about David, I say it every week, he's plain, simple English. I get what he, if I can get what he's saying, you can. And if you can't, maybe you need to start watching Sesame Street again on a weekly basis. I don't know. But David joins us, giving us an update on what's going on in the markets, what's going on with, you know, gold and silver and David, just you were on a roll with what do you think was going to happen with gold, the gold market, by the end of the year.
Well, this is based upon a couple factors. Gold is going to break through its resistance level in the fourth quarter of this year or the first quarter of next year if we continue to see interest rates hikes by the Fed and if we continue to see the Federal Reserve unwind the balance sheet. You will see gold break through the $1,356 level and make a run. We will see gold in the next couple of years break through $1,600, and gold is going to be in a major bull market moving forward in 2019 or 2020. This is not going to be a good year for stocks, though, and we're going to face a recession of some magnitude in 2019 or 2020. It's unfortunate, and I'm not a doom and gloomer, but it is coming. In fact, Jamie Dimon, who runs the largest bank in the United States, a bank guy, CEO, J.P. Morgan Chase, said 2 days ago, the economy is strong, but odds for another recession is 100%.
Ooh, what a nice guy.
So, I mean, he doesn't want a recession. That's going to be terrible for banks. But like him.
I got to take you off task here for a second, okay? When you talk about, because, you know, people don't really understand how all this stuff works, and now, you know, people think we're screaming doom and gloom, and I know you don't. It's not what you do. You just lay out fact. But are you talking about something similar to, worse than, or along the lines of what happened in, you know, 08, 09, where housing markets will kind of take a nosedive? Because in California, in the area I'm living in, we're talking 10, 11, 12%. You know, markets can't be going up like that.
You know, well, the markets went up like that. And then so when a market goes up as fast as that, it has to correct on the other side. This I would assume, and I don't know this for a fact, is the housing market booming in California like it was in 05, 6, and 7?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, housing is tough to get. And now you know, houses in the area, especially I'm in, they're on the market 3 to 5 days, and they don't have enough inventory.
Right now, that's how it is?
Yes, sir.
Then you could see a correction like you saw in 2008. If the housing market is booming at ridiculous high levels in reference to wages, if wages are not rising at the same pace as housing is, then you're going to have a correction in housing. And if people are leveraged in their housing positions, overly leveraged, then you will have a correction. Here in Phoenix, it's not doing what's happening in California. It's a normal market. It's not moving at 35 to 40% a year, which and 25% a year, which is what it was doing in 2005, 6, 7. And then it corrected in 2008 because there was highly over-leveraged, you know, zero down loans and no doc loans. So, I mean, we're not having those same types of environments. So I will say for the most part, I don't expect, except for maybe some small pockets like you're referring to, a major correction in real estate, because the thing that caused the correction are not moving in the same fashion today that it was doing back then. But what I am saying, this is going to be a totally different type of correction. This correction, yes, will cause the stock market to go down. In fact, I've been on your program before saying there's people who are stock market gurus are saying when this hits, and they're fund managers, they are trade stocks, they're saying you're going to see a 60% stock market correction happening when this thing lets loose. I mean, we talked about this 2 weeks ago on your program. And you know, these are people who are run, you know, billions of dollars in their hedge funds. They know much more about that market than I do. They're saying these things.
Wow.
And what it boils down to is simply is this. You cannot get out of debt by creating more debt. And the treasuries are creating, I mean, let's put this into perspective. It's a scary fact. On February 5th, the Treasury announced it expected to borrow or create $955 billion in treasuries in 2018. That's an 84% jump over last year, which was 66%. The Treasury's saying, we got to create a whole bunch of treasuries. Well, just 10 days later, on February 15th, they released their annual report saying, now it's the actual number is $1.16 trillion, a gigantic shortfall. And then just at the end of last month on 4/30, the Treasury says we had a historic ballooning of treasuries, $488 billion in just the first quarter. The most financial ballooning of treasuries since the financial crisis of 2008. This tells us our country is ignoring the debt. We should be paying down our debt. This is why we're going to have a sovereign debt problem, which is bigger than a retail housing boom correction, bigger than a bank problem, bigger than a derivative problem that caused 2008. If we don't get our financial house in order, we're going to face some severe problems when rates start escalating, because we can handle this when rates are low, but the Fed is raising rates. This is their plan. They're not going to stop either. They've said that many times. This is the plan. The Fed has to unwind the balance sheet. Why? Because they know this problem is coming with sovereign debt. They have to be in a better position.
But it's the mindset we've been put in over the years, right? Just to put on the credit card, put it on this, put it on that. And the Feds aren't doing any much different, if you would, you know.
You have to understand the Fed doesn't fix things. It creates a problem, then it reacts to the problem by creating another problem.
David, with all the economists I've had on the show, I've never had one say, the Fed's a good thing, and this is why we need them.
Yeah. The Fed, if we could get the Fed out of the way, I mean, there's one thing that the Fed does that's right. We'll talk about that another day, but you have to have a Federal Reserve. You have to have a central bank, but you don't need the type of leadership we're having right now, or we've had for 40 years, 30 some years, where the Fed intervenes in markets. They do not need to do that. That's not the function or the call of the Fed.
Right.
Because in their intervention, they actually cause more problems down the road. They create another bubble. That's why I have this report. Time is up. Which bubble will burst first to trigger the coming deflate? The Great Deflate. You're going to learn how the Fed has caused all these in this report and where we're headed for the next biggest bubble, and probably the biggest bubble we will ever have in my lifetime so far, and probably ever. I'm 56 years old, so I think it's coming, and there's other people that are saying this that don't even sell gold. Have nothing. This has nothing to do with gold. Gold will react in a positive way, but people who don't sell gold and not even are gold bugs are saying this is going to come to pass on a major scale, if not 2019, 2020. So this is the time to be scaling back your debt, getting your financial house in order, doing what the Bible says during those lean years, put away some money. Get some gold in your portfolio. Don't have 100% in stocks. I mean, look what's going on in the market. This should be a shot over the bow saying stocks are not going to perform. Yeah, there's some great things that have happened. Unemployment just went to 3.9%. We got some booming things that might happen, but there's also a lot of headwind resistance, and debt will bring countries and companies down.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you a question before we get too far away from everything here. We've only got about 2 minutes left. The question I get all the time, and maybe you could explain it, the difference between, gold bullion, people selling gold coins, they're selling gold slabs. I mean, help me here.
Well, first of all, we're a full-service brokerage. We can help you get any product you want, so it doesn't matter to us which product you want.
Right.
But there's the fundamental issues. Most people buy gold because they want protection from the actions of the government, either seizure of wealth or confiscation of that through the Federal Reserve lowering dollar values, and they want to hedge against the dollar, or a law that was passed in 1917 called Trading with the Enemy Act that can confiscate gold bullion products, which is bars and U.S. minted and government minted coins like Maple Leafs, Krugerrands, and things like that. So, but that is a product you can get involved in. It's the cheapest way of buying gold, but it has a lot of drawbacks to it. We do a thing called a financial blueprint. I can go more in depth with a person on a phone individually, but to answer your question, the benefit of that of bullion is the biggest it's the biggest market, but it has the most drawbacks of the market. Historically, it's the least performing market. There's some reporting requirements that go with it, and there is some confiscation issues that could happen and have happened in the past. This is why most people get into the other markets, U.S. minted coins that are older. They trade at a higher level, yet they also liquidate in reference to themselves at a higher level. Historically, they made more money, and they hedge better against the dollar, and they're exempt from reporting and confiscation issues. So it just comes down to figuring out who you are as an individual, what your goals are, and we do a portfolio around that.
Well, David, again, your timing's perfect. If you want to get a hold of David, you can find him at landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. But like everything else, you got to do your homework. And, you know, you people who know me, you know me well, wouldn't have David on the show unless I trusted. David, have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Joe.